This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. The opera, Six Characters in Search of an Author, opens this Friday, April 5th, at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The final show is a matinee set for April 14th, and all four performances. Six Characters in Search of an Author is based on the play of the same name by Luigi Pirandello. Music composed by Hugo Weisgall. The libretto written by Dennis Johnson. Here's how it is described in the Krannert Center's program guide, Center Stage. On the bare stage of an opera house, six characters suddenly appear, interrupting the rehearsal in progress. They claim to belong to an unfinished opera and have come in search of an author who can complete and give life to their drama. The director and his opera singers agree, and the resulting work is a probing psychological exercise and a virtuoso theatrical experience. Directing the Krannert Center production is Lincoln Clark. He has directed opera across the U.S. and Canada, Europe, and the Philippines. He joins us this afternoon to tell us more about Six Characters in Search of an Opera. Welcome, Lincoln.
Thank you.
What happens in the course of the opera?
In the course of the opera, this device of confronting a director and his professional actors with a group of unfinished characters, both fictional, of course, but one ostensibly real and one just hanging out there in limbo and unfinished, is a fascinating device. And in the course of the opera, it becomes clear that the reality of one is pale and uninteresting compared with the reality or the illusion of the other group. So that in the end, the unfinished figments of the author's imagination turn out to have a much more passionate, interesting life than the mere professional actors and their conventional lives. And that is a real turnabout, a real turnaround.
So what question or questions does this opera then pose to the audience?
Well, it poses the question of what is reality and what is illusion. That is the central question of the work, play, and the opera.
Mm. Now, the opera is based on Pirandello's play of the same name, but it's a little different. How is it different?
Well, of course, it's different because in making it into an opera, Weisgall has had to. There is music, where before there were only words, and music has the power, of course, to move the heart. Words do to a certain extent, but music does to a much greater extent. So the music is able to depict and to communicate deep emotions and tragedy in a way that simple words cannot. So that's one way that it is different. He has added choruses and large musical numbers that couldn't exist in the play, of course. So in order to make it into an opera, he's added a small chorus, like a Greek chorus of eight singers, and he has fleshed out the monologues of the main characters, the father who really explains Pirandello's philosophical ideas. He's fleshed those little dialogues out into longer arias or monologues in the opera. So that makes makes for a different structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a particular style that Weisgall used? Was there a particular type of music that inspired him when he came to bring music to the play?
Well, I think so, obviously. Weisgall wrote this opera in 1959. It was premiered in New York City. Weisgall is a very virtuoso composer, and I would say an eclectic composer. So he has used different styles and used a very rich palette. I would say going back to expressionistic techniques, Schoenberg, Alban Berg were influences on his music, and then already a bit minimalist. Atonality mixed with tonality, so it is an eclectic style that isn't easy to pin down, but it serves the text and the poetry very well. It's very fluid and very fast, because very much of the opera is in is communicated in dialogue. There are very few arias, and so that dialogue, musical dialogue, requires a style of quick-moving recitativo, mm-hmm. or narrating style of music that allows the words to be understood. Mm-hmm. And so that's another feature of his style.
That's got to be a challenge for you as a director.
Well, it is, but it's been fascinating and very interesting. It really has to be directed like a play, with certain central monologues lifted out and displayed very much as a great Shakespeare monologue would be displayed. Otherwise, it runs very quickly, and there's a lot. It's quite kinetic. There's a lot of movement on stage and a lot of action.
Mm. As you mentioned, the opera was first produced by the New York City Opera in the late 50s, in 1959, and I was really surprised to realize this. It was a great success with audiences and critics. Then it seems to have disappeared, mm-hmm. and now it's back. What happened? Why did it disappear?
I don't think anyone can really say why. I would say that success in one city simply isn't enough. It would have to have been picked up by other opera houses, maybe Chicago, San Francisco, and so on, around the country. Pardon me. But at that time, in the late 50s, there were not many opera houses in this country. There may have been 6 or 8. Today we have 120. Mm-hmm. So opera has grown in the United States, and that opera, however, is being picked up again. I don't think we can say why it didn't succeed in this country at that time. It's been played in Germany and various German opera houses in translation. And now the New Jersey Opera Festival picked it up and played it again last year. And we're hearing more about it in the musical journals all the time. Of course, it would serve the work better if it were being performed in Chicago or in a great opera theater. But this is at least a move to support the opera and to make it known again, because it's very worthwhile to performing.
Yeah, it's my understanding that it was rediscovered in Chicago.
Yes,
it was produced there, and then it was later in that same year, 1990, I believe, it was picked up by National Public Radio.
I think that's right, and that is to the credit of Neil Shannon, who ran the Chicago Young Artists Program for many years, and it was Maestro Shannon who planned this production, the only recording that exists, with a really stellar cast. Elizabeth Futrell is on that recording, and she was a discovery at that about 10 years ago. Her career began when she won the Metropolitan Auditions in Chicago. In fact, I was one of the judges that picked her. So, yes, Chicago has been instrumental in putting the work out again. So it has great, great musical and dramatic values that should be heard.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to say about the cast and the conductor for this production?
Well, we're all very excited. That's all I can say. We had a terrific dress rehearsal last night, and I'm not superstitious. If I were, I would say, great dress rehearsal, bad opening. But that's not the case. We will have another dress rehearsal for invited audience tomorrow, Thursday night, and then the actual opening for the general public is on Friday. I would say that we have some of the very best singers that they have at the School of Music at the university. Excellent young semi-professional singers are on the way to great careers, and 5 or 6 of them are really outstanding. And they're at the point now that they've inhabited these roles, and I can let go of it and go have a drink, and because I can't do any more to help them. It's finished now. It's ready to go. Uh-huh. And the conductor is a very talented young up-and-coming conductor, Kevin Klass, who is just, I think, brilliant. He's a great pianist, by the way, and he's just beginning to conduct. So I think we're lucky to have him to lead the cast musically.
Okay. And dates for the performances are this Friday and Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. There's a matinee on Sunday. Then 1 week from Saturday, an evening performance. And another matinee the following Sunday, mm-hmm. the 14th. So mm-hmm. 4 performances. So
Some of those singers are, of course, are Ben Copeland, a great baritone, Wendy Jones, a fine dramatic soprano, Jack Bullen, Giordano, Brent Davis, and Amy Olipra. Those are some of the lead singers in it, and they're all terrific.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Lincoln Clark has been our guest this afternoon in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He is directing the Krannert Center production of Six Characters in Search of an Author.